And are we ready for this? A happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that do choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's
I
on
love it.
It.
Oh. I love it.
It's Friday, man.
Wow.
We're big.
A plus.
It is the 12th day of the 12th month of 2025. 3:46 in, 19 days left until the ghost of Dick Clark shows us the way. That's how it works. Or Guy Lombardo. Or Ryan Seacrest. Unfortunately, it is how many studio audience?
13! Or shopping days till Christmas.
There you go.
There's a lot of pressure in this room right now.
We're within 2 weeks. And tomorrow, it is 2 weeks.
We're getting married!
Until the wedding. 15 days marking today. Friendly reminder that everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited.
She knows.
Yep. River Ranch Stockyards, RSVP 921HinkFM.com. It's filling up. And a happy on Sunday, Hanukkah.
Oh.
That'll kick off for a crazy notch.
Festival of Lights.
It is Gingerbread House Day. I haven't built one of those in a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last time we did it, we technically used graham crackers. So don't tell the gods of the gingerbread houses.
Yeah,
they'll evict us.
I think the last time that we built one, finally, and I remember, Dad just had enough. And he's like, he broke out the glue. So we didn't eat that one.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it lasted for years because I also think he Thompson's water sealed it.
Go, Mike.
That's my dad. It's poinsettia day, or poinsettia, if
Hello,
you prefer.
Brenda D.
Don't let dogs eat them. It is National Mic Check Day.
1-2-1-2-6-7-6-7.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty of feedback here.
And that's just my headphones.
And it's, interestingly, World Book Sniffing Day.
Wasn't there a book when we were kids, like a series, and you would, the scratch and sniff
books? Yeah. Oh, yeah, those were peak 80s.
Yeah.
Get that in your My Pickles kit that you would order off of TV. Smart moms know. Our kids' minds grow.
If you're sniffing other books.
We just jogged some memories there. And others just jogged a question mark. On this date in history, they've had themselves an interesting second half of 2025. But back in 1913, who'd have thought that you could steal the Mona Lisa out of the Louvre?
Rude.
Yeah. Well, on this date in 1913, the Mona Lisa was recovered because it was stolen back in August of 1911, over 2 years prior.
Well, thank goodness we have high security now.
The guy that stole it was sentenced to 14 months in jail.
That's it?
That's it. A slap on the wrist.
Maybe they didn't understand how valuable it was.
Priceless. 1915, Frank Sinatra, born in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's a really cool birth story if you've never gotten it.
And a really weird upbringing. His mom was quite the influence. On this date, 1925, the first ever motel, the Motel Inn, opened up in San Luis Obispo, California.
Holiday Inn.
On this date, 1957, a couple of notable celebrity weddings. Infamously, 1957, it was Jerry Lee Lewis and Myra, who was a 13-year-old cousin. Yeah. 1991, though, it was early peak 90s, Richard Gere and Cindy Crawford went to Las Vegas and eloped.
Remember that.
I can understand why you do that. Nick Cannon, Nick Cannon, on the other hand, filed for divorce from right before Christmas. Mariah Carey in 2014.
Is that why she's the queen of Christmas? Because she got away from that weirdo?
Man. You imagine all the houses he has to go to just to visit the kids for Christmas?
Oh, my word. Yeah. What do you do if you're the ex-wife in that situation?
Which one? On this date in 2020, unfortunately, it was a very tragic. Charlie Pride. We lost the great Charlie Pride, a friend of the station in the area. 2024, merely last year on this date, Bill Belichick was introduced as a new head coach of the Carolina Tar Heels. That's went well. And on this date a year ago, Morgan Wallen pled guilty, and his career would never be the same.
I don't know that that's the
no.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Billboard's artist of 2025. Congratulations. I knew you could do it. Happy Friday. Birthdays today to Mayim Bialik. She is 50 today. That's Blossom and or what? The Big Bang Theory. Hank Williams III is 53.
Whoa.
Jennifer Connelly, 55. We just rewatched The Kid and I, Labyrinth, from the 80s, and she's in that. And David, that's the one with David Bowie. Yeah. It's so weird.
Is she reading a scratch and sniff book?
We got so weird in the 80s, man. Sheila E., not to be confused with Sheena Easton, but I think they're the same person.
No,
68 today. Kathy Rigby is 73. Bill Nighy, not Nye, Bill Nighy. He's the Davy Jones and British actor, Pirates of the Caribbean. He's in Love, Actually. There you go. Everybody's watching that this time of year.
Hello, Poppy.
Dionne Warwick is your best friend, 85.
But she's 4.
Why did we show up today? Tomorrow, I'm taking the day. I might have to take off Monday.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, mic drop indeed. It's Taylor Swift's 36th birthday tomorrow.
What are we going to do with our lives?
Party. Whatever she tells us to do, Heather Lee.
She's
whatever.
In her birthday era.
You know, that wedding may happen sooner than later. I don't think the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs.
Is that what it boils down to?
Exactly. Jamie Foxx is 58 tomorrow. North Texan Steve Buscemi. What's up, teenagers? 68. He's in the latest Wednesday. Randy Owen, Alabama, 76 tomorrow. That's a good.
I like that one.
Ted Nugent's going to blow something up. No doubt, 77 tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, the great Dick Van Dyke turns 100 tomorrow.